Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Pei Aleph. We are up to Sif Dalad, the second to last line on page 496. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Yesh Bitul Rishus Mi Bayis Labayis. There is a concept of Bitul Rishus from one house to another house. Shem Hayu Shnei Vatim UPesach B'neim V'lo Ervu. You have two houses adjacent to each other. There's a doorway between them, but they did not make an Erev. So they can't carry from house to house. So echod mevatel rishus lachavero. So one of them can mevatel the rishus in his house to his friend. Vafilu hamevatel mutter lahotzi mibeisel lebeis chavero. So if I'm mevatel my house to my friend next door, so not only can he carry, but I can also take out from my house to his house. Aval eno yochol lahotzi mibeis chavero lebeiso. But if I'm mevatel rishus of my bias to my friend, I cannot carry from his house to my house. Because by carrying from his house into my house that I was mavatel, that would be going back and retaking my rishus. And so too, if he has a room that's open to his house, ubitel rishus beso, and he was mavatel the rishus of his house, but he was not mavatel the rishus of that cheder, so aser lahutse me'acheder lebeso, you cannot carry from that room to that house, because it's really from Rishus to Rishus. And we'll see the details shortly. The Rama says, V'yesh omrin de'ein levatel mibayis labayis, that you should not be mevatel Rishus, in this case from house to house, ele im kein yashir la'atzmo cheder echad shelo bitel, unless you leave over for yourself one room in the house that you were not mevatel, v'oz mutter l'hachnes afilu mibayis chaver labayso, and then you can even carry from your friend's house to your house. It's good to be machmir lechatchila. So let's see the Mishabura that will explain everything very well. The first point was the Mechaber that says you can mevatel from bias to bias. The same way we discussed in the last year, you can mevatel mechatzir lechatzir, you can also be mevatel from house to house. And then we said, if I'm mevatel my house to my friend, I can even carry from my house to his house, but not from his house to my house. Explains the Mishabura of Katan Chaf. Sharei hakol shel chaveiro kevin shebitel lo. Once I'm mevatel my house to my friend, so now my friend has rights over his house and my house. Vafilu kodem shehilsa chaveiro bebeso. Even before the friend is machzik in his house, yochol hu lahotzi mimenu lebeis chaveiro. The one who was mevatel his house can carry from his house to his friend's house even before his friend was machzik. Vafilu hayu hamevatelim rabim. Even if those who were mevatel were rabim, gam kei mutarim lahotzi mibeisim lebeis chaveiron. They each one can carry from their houses to the house of the friend that they were mevatel to. Ve'eno doma lahamevatel rishus chatzero. This is not to be confused with what we learned earlier when one is not mevatel his house, but rather he's mevatel the chatzer that's between the houses. He's mevatel the rishus that he has in the chatzer. Then we say she'ein lo lahotzi mibeisel lechatzer. He cannot carry from his house to the chatzer. Afilu bitel gam rishus beso. Even if he was mevatel not only the rishus he had in the chatzer but also the rishus he had in his house, he cannot carry out ad sheyachziku heim tchila. There we say the others have to be machzik in the chatzer before I can carry from my house to the chatzer. And even if the others are machzik, it will not help unless I am a yochid that is being mevatel to the rabbim. But not one person to another person in the kanal b'simin shin pei. The culture came by Rabbim Liyachid, certainly a lot of people to one person. The Hussam over there, Kevan Shahayo Lo Chelek Bachatzer. Since you had originally a Chelek in the Chatzer, Ela Shebita Lehem, just you Mavato Yurishis in the Chatzer, so there's a problem. Because Imkain Kishemotzi Mi Beso Lo Chatzer Nirik Echozer Mi Bitulo. So when you then carry out from your house to the Chatzer, where you had a Rishus, you had a right there, but you Mavatle, but now you carry out there, so it looks like you're being Chozer from your Bittel. And you're retaking your chelek in the chatzer, which causes problems. That is only when there was a joint chatzer. But in our case, where it's mibayis labayis, That's not the case over here where I'm mevatel my house to my friend and now I carry from my house to his house. I'm carrying out to his house. I never had a chelek in my friend's house. I was mevatel my rishus to him and now I'm carrying out from my rishus into his rishus. So there's no problem of being machzik again because I'm carrying into his rishus where I never had a chelek. So lo shayach lomer shayideze machzik rishus chaveiro. There's no shaychus to saying that I'm being machzik and the rishus of my friend. I have no connection to it. V'gamu inyan beiso gufa. Also, in terms of my house that I was mevatel, lo shayach lomer shachozer v'zocha bo b'mashem motzi memenu kelo lebeis chaveiro. You can't say I'm being machzik in my bias by carrying out from my bias to his bias. The other rabbi, the opposite, harei mistalik memenu. I'm removing from my house. As we learned, you're only machzik when you carry into the rishus your machzik. So if I'm mevatel my rishus beiso to him, so then if I carry from my house to his house, it's perfectly fine. Carry from his house to my house will be a problem because then I'll be mafsik back in my house. Sivkoton Chof Aleph is going on the second point. I cannot carry from his house to my house because that would be considered being chozer umafsik. Sivkoton Chof Aleph. The Afa Gavda Le'el B'Simin Shin Peis of Aleph. Mevur, even though we explained earlier, the Inbito Rishus Chatzeru L'Chaverov. If I was mevatel rishus in my chotzer to my friends, the mutter lo lahotzi mi beisam lechotzer, then I could carry from their houses to the chotzer. V'lo armina shechozer v'zocha b'chotzer b'hotzah. So we don't say I'm going back to be zeichin it again because I carry from their house to the chotzer. Because hasa married the yachid l'gabi rabbim. That's when it was the yachid that was mevatel to a rabbim. V'choshev rak oreach l'gabayu. I'm like a guest l'gabi the rabbim. One yachid could be a guest l'gabi the rabbim. So if he carries from their houses to the chotzer that he was mevatel, it's not a chazara. He's just a guest. Avahach over here married the yachid l'gabi yachid. It's one and one. The yochid l'gabi yochid l'havi oreach, like we learned earlier in Sivdalit, one to one is not an oreach. Memelu, if I carry from his bias back into my bias, ulahochi chozer v'zocha b'masha bitl metchila, if I carry from his house to my house, I'm being chozer on the bitl that I made of my house. Ulefiza, according to this, afilu imhechzeg zeb shebitlo lo. Even if the one I was mevatel to was masik in my house, gam kein osur l'mevatel lohotzi mibeis chaver lebeiso. It's still osur for me to carry from his house to my house, even after he was masik in it. Kanal b'simin shin pei sevdal was so earlier, and that's because it looks like I'm taking from one rishus to another rishus. So that is the first point of the mechaber. One house adjacent to another house, I am mevatel my rishus to him. In my bias, I can carry from my bias to his bias, but I cannot carry from his bias to my bias. Then the Mechaber told us, if I have a room that's open to my house, and I was mevatel rishus on my bias, I cannot carry from the cheder that I left to myself to the bias that I was mevatel. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chabez, the same way I can't carry from that one room to the bias, I can't carry from the bias to that one room. Because the room is mine, and the bias, I was mevatel to my friend, so I'm carrying from rishus to rishus. The ayin ba'achronim shehelu, look in the achronim who come out, the afilu in bitel gam rishus chedro behedya. Even if I was mevatel, not only the rishus of my bias, but even the rishus of that extra room explicitly, still aser lahotzi mi'echel l'chaver, you can't carry from one room to the other. The bazehu chozer umachzik b'shuso, because carrying out to my house or to my cheder, so I'm going back and being machzik in my rishus that I was mevatel. Kanal leinyan mibayis mibeis chaver lebeiso. Just like we said before, to carry from my friend's house to my house, I'm being chozer. So from my house to my house, if I was mevatel one, so if I was mevatel both, so I'm carrying from one rishus to another rishus, but with the one I'm carrying to, I was mevatel, so I'm going to be chozer on that bitl that would not be allowed. Then we get to the Ramah. The Ramah says that there are those who are machmir, and they say that mibayis lebayis bitl rishus does not work unless you leave over one room for yourself. What's the pshat? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nechav Gimel Yesh Omrim De'en Levatel, Lefi Sheyesh Lochu Shelo Tishtaka Toras Eruv Mibatim Elu Apsuchim Zelazeh. We don't want the concept of an eruv to be forgotten. So if there are two houses adjacent to each other, the rule is if you want to carry from one to the other, you have to make an eruv. So now we have a loophole. Instead of making an eruv, I can just mevatel my rishus to him, and then it allows the carrying in between where worried people are going to forget about the concept of an eruv. Shakulam yevatlu baleihem le'echad. Everyone's going to just be mevatel to their friends. V'gam heim yu mutarim lehotzi kolecha mebeisa lebeis chaveiro. And then everyone's going to be able to carry from their houses to their friend's house. Ho'ol ve'eno nira kechozer umasek b'shuso b'otzazu. Because when I carry from my house to my friend's house, it does not look like I'm being chozer, because I can't be chozer to his house. I had no shaychus to his house. So therefore, there are those who say that if it's just one house and one house, you cannot be mevatel mebayis lebayis. Again, the reason the Mishnah Berurah is saying is because you really need an Erev over there. So if you're going to do a bittul reshus in the place of an Erev, people will forget about the concept of an Erev. But there's one little flaw in this argument over here. If I'm mevatel my bias to his bias, I'm mevatel the reshus and my bias to him, so it's true I can now carry from my house to his house, but like we learned before, I really can't carry from his house to my house. That an Erev would accomplish, and this doesn't accomplish. So that's discussed in note number 18. What do you mean we're going to forget about Erev? It's not exactly the same as an Erev. If I make an Erev, I can carry both ways. If I make a bittul reshus, I can only carry from my house to his house, but not from his house to my house. So I in note number 18 that discusses this nekuda. But the Mishnah Berurah is just going with this mahalach, that the reason why I can't just be mavatlan by reshus to the bias across is that when I forget about Erev, this takes the place of an Erev. Masha'ein ken kishemashir cheder echad. But the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah, but if I leave over one room, sha'osr lahutzi menu labayis. Like we said before, if I leave out one room in my bittul, I can't carry from that room to my house or from my house to that room because it's from reshus to reshus. So then obviously we're not going to forget about an Erev because this is not allowed, and Erev would allow it. V'im hoya Erev haya mutter. If there would have been an Erev of a mutter. Now through the bittul reshus of the bias, it's not allowed from the room to the bias or the bias to the room. So nimtza mistaker hu be'erev. So it turns out that you are gaining by making an Erev, and therefore that bittul would be okay because we still need the concept of Erev. V'shuv ein locho shi'evatlu akol. And now we're not worried that everyone's going to be vatlu reshus. V'tishtaka torzev, and you'll forget about an Erev. So again, to summarize, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah that says you can't be mevatel one bias to another bias unless you leave off a room. Because if you mevatel the whole bias, you'll forget about Erev because it accomplished kimat the same thing as an Erev accomplishes. But if you leave off a room, now I can't carry from one room of my house to another room of my house. And with an Erev, obviously I would have been allowed to. So it's a clear separation between a bittul reshus versus an Erev. And therefore, in that case, a bittul reshus would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kanachav Dalit, the Ramah then said that if I left off a room, right, Yesh Omrim De'ein Levatim Ibayas Labayas Elohim Kein Yashir Lasmo Cheder Echa Shalobitel, you have to leave off one room that you will not Mavatel, Va'oz Mutter Lahachnes Afilu Mibes Chaver Labesel, then I can carry from my friend's house to my house. Which sounds a little funny, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask, what do you mean if I Mavatel my house to my friend? So carrying back, we said, it goes back on the bittul. So says the Mishnah Berurah Chavdalet, I am a Magen Avram Shatom Alze. Look at the Magen Avram who is wondering about this. You have to say we're discussing over here two individuals. Because if it's one individual, it'll be mevatelas bias to a rabbim that made an Erev. So im kein sulo shayach lomar sheyishtaka toras Erev. Then there's no shaykhus to saying that they're going to forget the concept of Erev, Keren She'erevu, there is an Erev. If Ami Mavata by Rosh Hashanah, a few people made an Erev, so there's an Erev there. So there's no concern of forgetting Erev. Se'elo demayri b'yachid l'gab b'yachid. So you have to say that Ramah is going in a case where there's one yachid in this bias and one yachid in that bias. V'im kein, if that's the case, so heyach shari l'hachnis b'beis chaver l'beisel. So how does Ramah say I can then carry from his bias to my bias? Keven yachid l'gab b'yachid l'miki yareach. One to one is not called a guest. So it's like you're going back and being masik in your house. And even if your friend was masik in your house already, it still looks like you're being chozer and it's not allowed. That's what we said before. So Frek the Magen Avram, what exactly is the Ramah saying that if I'm a vato my reshus, which is one yochid to another yochid, I can carry from his reshus back into my house? It hurts against everything we said. So Ayn Bechemed Moshe Shateris. Look in the Chemed Moshe who answers. The din zed the Ramah Mairi. This case of the Ramah is dealing in a special case. The yochid l'gabi rabim. It is a yochid l'gabi rabim. We said if it's a yochid l'gabi rabim, there is an Erev, so what's the problem? But it's a specific case. Elo sha'osan rabim ha'yudorim b'bayis echad. The rabim that I was mevatel to, they all live in one house. V'lo ha'yutzrichin l'Erev. So it's a scenario of a rabim that I'm mevatel to a rabim, but they didn't need an Erev because they're living in one house. And therefore, we still have a concern of forgetting the concept of an Erev, because there is no Erev here. V'zeh gam ke nikri rabim, but that's also considered a rabim, that makes it that zeh ha-yochin nikri areach l'gabayu, that when I'm avatam by bias to the rabim living in one house, it's considered a yochid in terms of them not needing an Erev, but it's considered a rabbim that I was mevatel my rishus to a rabbim that I am considered an oreach of them. Memela v'lochein mutter lo lahachnis lebeisam lebeisa. Once I'm an oreach, like one bittel of a house or a chutzer to many people, so I can always carry from their houses out to the chutzer, that's not a problem because I'm a guest. So in this case, I'm a guest to the rabbim living in that house. Memela I can carry from their house to my house about filu kodem shechziku, even before they're machzik in it. V'ayin v'bralocho mashikosadnu b'shem hagro. Zoktim v'chaber v'ayta. Three short sifim now to finish up the simen. Sif hey. Shnei votin b'shnei tzidei rishus rabbim. Two houses across from a rishus rabbim. So they obviously can't carry. V'hikifim einam yehudim b'chitza b'shabbos. And lo and behold, in the middle of Shabbos, some goyim came along and put walls between them. All of a sudden, there are walls connecting the two houses. B'inyon sheyesh b'neim kimo chotzer. That all of a sudden they have a sort of chotzer between the houses. Sheshnei botim pesuchim lo. That both houses open up to. V'harei heim osim zel zeh. And now they ask for each other because they're sharing one chotzer and they don't have an eruv. So you want to think that maybe they can mevatel the rishus to each other. So the mechaber einam yecholim mevatel kol echel chaveru. They cannot do bittul rishus. So again, the case is I live across the street from someone else, no connection at all before Shabbos to making an Erev. All of a sudden, someone puts up, a goy puts up walls connecting them. So now we have a chutzer with two houses. We have no Erev, we want to carry in the chutzer, so maybe I can bevatel my rishus to my friends. Zakta mechaber, you can't. Why not? Zakta mishaburis of kodon chavhei. Einam yecholim levatel. Kidei sheyuchal chaver l'shtamesh. I can be mevatel my rishus and this new chutzer, so my friend can make use of it. Ve'atam, the reason is the kevon shelo hayu yecholim la'ariv yachad b'bal yom. Since they were not able to make an eruv together before Shabbos, there was a rishus rabbin between them. No shayches to making an eruv together. So Amrinam, we say kevon shenesar l'miktas haShabbos nesar l'kol haShabbos v'lo mahani bittul. Once Shabbos came in and there was no way to fix this up, it was usur, it remains usur the whole Shabbos. It's not just that it was usur, there was no ability to make an Erev or do a bittul rishus. Nothing was available before Shabbos. Punkt, it became available on Shabbos, that's not allowed. Says the Mechaber by the Sefov, Yoresh Mevatel Rishus. One who inherits a bias in the middle of Shabbos can be mevatel rishus. Shem lo erev morisho. If the one who died and gave it over did not contribute to the erev, umes b'Shabbos, and that guy died on Shabbos. V'hayoresh balodur b'chotzer v'oser. The yoresh decides to move in on Shabbos, and now he lives in this chotzer with other people, and he's asking on them because his morish and he did not contribute to the erev. Yochol mevatel rishuso. In this case, he can mevatel rishus. So in the sif before, when the guy made the walls, it was nothing available before Shabbos, so in the middle of Shabbos can't become mutter. But in this case, there was a regular chutzer. There was a person alive that did not contribute to the Erev. He dies, someone inherits his house, moves in, he now asers, he can be mevatel rishus. What's the chilek? Zakta mishabura chavav. V'hayoresh bo loder b'chotzer v'oser. The yoresh moves in the middle of Shabbos and he asers everyone. Avalim lo haya bo loder. But if the yoresh would not have moved in on Shabbos, eino oser al b'nei chotzer, then the fact that he owns that bias would not aser on the people of the chotzer. The dira below b'ilim lo shmadira. Like we learned, a dwelling place without anyone living in it does not call a dwelling place, so it does not aser. Kanal b'simin shin ayin al sif dalet. V'ayin leo mashak asadnu shal mibir alocha. So if this guy inherited the house and he didn't move in on Shabbos, then they wouldn't need him to contribute to the Erev. If he wouldn't ask her, it would be fine. But now he moves in, so he asers them. Zaptim mishabura chazayin yochal avata reshuso. After yiboyla ruve mi'esma la matzim ha'arev, even though over here, he didn't own the house before Shabbos, so he certainly could not have contributed to the Erev before Shabbos, so he had no shaykhas to the chatzer. Afilu hachi mahani bitulo. Still, the bitul reshus will work now in the middle of Shabbos. Mishum di yoresh kare du avuahu. Because the yoresh, the one who inherited, assuming it's his son, is like the leg of his father. So since when Shabbos started, the father lived there, and the father could have made an Erev, so it's ki'ilu the son could have made the Erev. Even though practically he couldn't have, halachically it's as if he could have, and therefore, he would, yes, be allowed to mevatel his reshus if he moves into the chaser in the middle of Shabbos. And finally, says the Mechaber, Zayin. Mevatlin v'chozen u'mevatlin. You can mevatel each way. I can mevatel to my friend, now he can carry, and then he can mevatel to me, so I can carry. You can go back and forth. Kolomer, meaning to say, she mevatelim reshusim b'nei chotzer zo levnei chotzer acheres. The members of one chotzer can mevatel the reshus of their chotzer to the members of another chotzer, o le'echad mibnei chotzer, or to one of the members of the chotzer, ad sheyotziu mashirtzu. So let's say we have 10 people living in a chotzer, 9 of us can mevatel reshus to one, and now he can carry out and do whatever he wants in the chutzer. The chozim mevatlin laosam shebitlu, and then they go back and they're mevatel to the one who was mevatel originally lohem ad sheyotziu gamhei mashiyotzu. So you can go back and forth, switch around the bitl rishus, so everyone can in fact carry from their houses out to the chutzer at some point of Shabbos. That is mutter. Says the mishaburis of kadon chavches avol im lo hayu chozim mevatlin lohem. But if it just went one way, all 9 people were mevatel to one person, and they didn't go back and mevatel to others, lo hayu mutarim hamevatlim lahutzi, then the ones who mevatel reshus to this person cannot go and carry out, afilu bitlu gam reshus beteim. Even if they were mevatel the reshus in the chotzer and the reshus in their batim, if it didn't come back to them, they cannot carry outside. Hoel v'heim rabim, since they are a rabim, in the case we're discussing over here in the Mechaber, v'einam nasim orichim, a rabim can never be orichim, not to a yochim, not to a rabim, and therefore, unless they're going to go back and then mevatel reshus to this individual and each individual, only then can each one carry out to the chotzer. But if it only goes one time, 9 people mevatel their chotzer to one person, only he can carry out, they all cannot carry out, because the only way they could carry out if they're considered like guests, but you can't be an oreach if there's a group of people. Kemosha kasa b'simin shin pei, and that concludes simin shin pei aleph. And mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin simin shin pei beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.